Days with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. It's Witch Wednesday. ESPN Louisville, two great locations, Old Brownsboro Crossing or 221 South Hurstbourne Parkway. Try the ESPN Special Large Witch for just $680. And a promo code is good 7 days a week. Catering for the office, pickup, or something for the family. Quick graduation parties coming up. Order online today at witchwitch.com or download their new app, Witch Witch Superior Sandwiches. So, Steve.
Well, I got a question. Before we go into what we're going to go into, how do you feel about this? So, WDRB is reporting that the Louisville Sports Commission announces members of the 2013 U of L men's basketball team will hold an event in June to celebrate with the community the team's championship season called Rise Above 2013 National Championship 5-Year Reunion Celebration.
You remember, Steve? I made a point. That point was scoffed at. That point was, I was accused of narrative shaping. And caller, I'm going to come right to you after I make this point. I was accused of narrative shaping and things like that. And you know what that point was, Steve? As soon as that banner situation happened officially, right? I said, this was a boost of adrenaline for the championship. No other championship has got to re-celebrate and relive a 2013 championship like it was going on for the first time.
Right.
I said it, Steve. I said, this banner has, yes, it the removal of the banner has made it stand out.
Yeah.
It's been more fun. The guy, you didn't win any championships. Yes, we did. And
right.
Let's, hey, I'll prove it to you.
Yeah.
I'll have another reunion.
Yes.
I'll watch the game again, and I'll listen to you, and I'll argue it. And then every time we argue, I'll say, just to make myself feel good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw it, and I said it. It's a different way to celebrate it, but you're gonna have more energy. People are more passionate about celebrating this one as a family, because that's what you do. I don't care if you celebrate my championship. It's not for you to celebrate. It's for me to celebrate, and for you to stick something on it or have your opinion towards my championship, I don't care. I enjoy celebrating and re-celebrating and re-reunion.
And that was kind of my point. I love that they're doing that because I think that's going to be a big-time event.
People, yes.
And it's just going to fuel into what we've been talking about all the first hour with the Louisville love right now. And just that community-wide push is going to push right into basketball and football season.
Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9 and hanging on so long, my man. What's on your mind?
Man, I watched that game last night at my buddy's house, and when Terry did that dunk, I lost it, man. I lost it. Like, he, my friend's not from here. He's from Miami, and he's not like a Louisville guy, but like, I didn't care. He didn't get it, but I lost my mind when he did that dunk. Does Terry have one more year on his contract, or is this his last year?
See, don't mess this up right now.
I know.
Let me ask you one question. Be honest.
What's up?
Your friend from Miami, right?
Yep.
After he saw your reaction and watched this game, if in an honest moment, do you think he kind of cheers for Louisville or cheers for Terry now? Just kind of seeing the way you react to him?
Maybe. I mean, I told him we were at the gym the other day, and I was like, we were just talking about the conference finals, and he was like, yeah, man, scary Terry. I was like, yeah, dude, I met Terry. He's like, what? And I was like, yeah, met him at a signing. He's like, oh, that's cool. Like, so he likes Terry. We were just talking about him. And, yeah, when he did that dunk, I was just like, I lost it, man. It was so cool. If I think Terry's got one more year on his contract, I'm telling you, next year he's going to have that six-man of the year type season. And he's going to be gone and make himself about $70, $80 million. Like, there's no, like, he made himself a ton of money.
Oh, no. You're absolutely right about that. Not only his value's up so high, he'll probably trade. They'll trade him. They're not going to lose Terry for nothing if he still has another year. They're not going to lose him for nothing.
Right.
Right?
I don't know.
You get one more year out of him and then let him walk.
I think they may trade him.
Okay, Bryant.
I know.
That's what I said. I said they're going to trade Terry.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Because
they're not going to lose him for nothing.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fair. Yeah.
So.
Good point.
So it took us a full hour, Steve, to get to the most exciting moment that we had yesterday in our conversations. It took an hour of you going off about the football situation.
I know.
And we're talking about the Terry situation and all of this. Just took a back seat, or should have taken the back seat.
Yeah.
To what you called me and told me yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it should have. We can go into that. Well, we've talked to a few people around.
We're going to add hypothetical to all this.
Yeah, because none of this is set in stone.
Right.
But hypothetically, you got the Big Ten ACC Challenge coming up.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's slow play this. Everybody knows the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Who do you want to play? Brian Hall. Who do you want to play in the ACC Big Ten Challenge?
I would like to play.
You want another side of Purdue?
Let me give you something. And this is, I think, a game that should be an easy win, but there is a reason I want to play him, and that's IU, because I want to go up against Romeo Langford and say, hey, you should have been a Cardinal.
Well, the only thing is, that won't be IU because Louisville goes to IU this year.
Okay, yeah, because they're already on the schedule. Yep.
But so I agree.
Let's go. I mean, obviously, you want to play Michigan. I mean, they went to the title game. I mean,
right.
that's somebody that's Michigan a big-time State. Opponent. Michigan State, you know, always like playing Tom Izzo, and they should have a down year, honestly, with Bridges gone. That's a winnable game.
Well, let me give you one.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
Sorry, let me run down the list for you.
That was a perfect segue.
Hypothetically, the ACC Big Ten Challenge is putting together the schedule, and they say Louisville. Who could we put against Louisville?
Now, we already did Michigan. We already did Indiana because of proximity.
It's in the Yum Center. Why don't we give them Minnesota?
Ooh. Like,
did you just hear what I said, people?
You know they're going to do it.
Did you hear what I just said?
The storylines.
Minnesota. Who coaches Minnesota?
Richard Pitino.
The storylines would be endless on that. They would have Minnesota so much promo material.
People, did I not just tell you last week, maybe even Monday, the most important thing on the planet for Trainwreck TV, right, that everybody's here for, is to get Papa Rick into the Yum Center. The one way that you can get Sir Rick Pitino Sr. into this gymnasium is an ACC Big Ten Challenge with Rick Pitino sitting behind Richard Pitino in the Yum Center. Oh, my God.
Well, that wouldn't happen.
I don't know, Steve.
Yeah. No, that
no, I don't know, Steve.
That wouldn't happen.
No, I don't know, Steve.
Absolutely not.
Steve.
There's no way Rick would come.
Steve.
No.
This is Rick we talking about?
I don't care. Rick knows those players. Rick knows who he recruited.
I know.
And Rick's not coming to watch
Louisville
beat the pants off of Minnesota.
I don't know.
And you think Rick Pitino would sit in that gym and watch Chris Mack in Louisville beat Richard Pitino in Minnesota by 20?
How much would you give right now into donation if there was a GoFundMe and said Rick has got to be at this game? Steve, what would you pay to have that happen?
A lot.
What would the front row seats go for in a Minnesota versus Louisville ACC Big Ten Challenge that you knew Rick Pitino would attend?
It would be probably more than I'm proud of.
No, okay. Take you out of it. What's the cost of that one? What's the cost of that front row ticket? Would it go up?
$3,000.
The price would triple.
Yeah, yeah.
It would triple.
Yes.
You don't think that can happen?
No. No, Rick would not come to that game.
Give me a reason.
Rick, well, I just did, because Rick knows that that Louisville team is beating that Minnesota team. Rick's not going to sit there as disgruntled, fired Rick Pitino and watch Chris Mack, a Chris Mack love fest, while Chris Mack spanks his kid in the Elm Center. He's not going to do that. He's not. There's no way.
I don't know, Steve.
There's no way.
I don't know. A nice tan.
Even you.
A nice tan.
Even you. You're trying, but I can see in your face that you're like, yeah, you're right. There's no way. There's no way.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Rick, so he surprises you with his confrontational nature sometimes. And just a more relaxed Rick. What if ESPN pays him to come talk to somebody at halftime at the game? You don't think that deal can be made? Do you know what kind of TV ratings that would bring? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Just can't happen.
He's not going to do it. But I still think
that's a good matchup.
Yeah. I mean, I still think that it would be a very interesting storyline. It would be a very interesting storyline. It's going to happen.
Minnesota.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
In the Yum, because
it's kind of how it works out. They try to flip-flop. Louisville, it's due, I think, to be in the Yum.
To be home.
Last year, Minnesota was at home playing Miami. So it works out. Minnesota needs to go on the road. Louisville needs to go at home. That's going to be your matchup.
Got to get that win.
And you're going to get Rick. You're going to get Richard Pitino here in the Yum Center versus Chris Mack. And it's going to be by itself. Don't add the Rick Pitino element. It's going to be one of the hottest tickets of the year. Yeah, it's going to be.
Fans
something.
Love to have little Rick here.
Yeah, I know. I think it'll be interesting.
Do you think Rick would make an appearance at that game?
No. No, absolutely not. Don't say it. Don't tell him. He don't have headphones. To be fair, he don't have headphones.
I can't wait for you to hear the podcast, Brian. I literally cannot wait for you to hear the podcast, Brian.
Sorry. He said,
you can hear it.
Yeah, I'm not even on the board.
Process is on the board. So that one, I give it credit. I just like how you can hear Brian in the background go, I know. I know. Y'all suck.
We just, Brian, I'll just let you know so you don't even have to listen
Marcus
to the podcast.
Can't even see me.
No, yeah.
And I know you know what my face looked like, Brian.
I did. I bet you closed your eyes and you just tilted your head down and were like.
Heard the pause of saying no, Brian. I just tried to cook up a way that Coach Pitino could be into the game. But he can't. It can't happen.
He'll be broadcasting it. It's all right.
God, that would be great.
Play by play.
That would be absolutely great.
Yeah.
Okay, there was another scheduling one we were talking about.
Well, the other option is, the other thing that's kind of being floated out there, and actually I've seen this with Jody Demling, said this one, that it looks like the Kentucky-Louisville game could be on December 30th, which would be
What day?
December 30th, which would be a Sunday. Now, let me tell you, football fans, there's no bowl games that day. Because that's NFL day.
Where do I know? Why does that day like stick out in somebody's head?
Well, because it is the birthday of one Christopher Mack.
Whoa. Wait a minute. What planet am I on right now? Are you telling me that there's a scenario, right?
Yeah.
That the Louisville Cardinals and the Kentucky Wildcats will be playing a game of basketball in the Yum Center on Chris Mack's birthday?
On Chris Mack's birthday.
Oh, the total regime change. You cannot let the sports guys won't give that to us. They won't give that to us.
What I'm saying, man, this basketball schedule.
They won't give that to us.
Look. If all that happens and you add in, you get to go to IU and play the Romeo Langford led. I mean, like, is there going to be a more fun basketball season?
We've talked about three games. We've talked about Romeo Langford IU in Bloomington. We talked about a possible Little Rick Pitino in the Yum Center. And a December 30 birthday game with Chris Mack and Kentucky Wildcats.
And on top of that, you get Chris Mack going back to the Big East, playing Seton Hall at Seton Hall. I mean, like, this is just out of conference. I mean, dude, there's a lot of fun to be had around here from
Chris Mack and Seton Hall.
Yeah.
You know how packed that game's gonna be with Louisville, and they're gonna have an OG do the game. They're gonna have somebody like, you know, just old school, like, you know, like John Thompson and Dick Vitale or something. Just Louisville, Seton Hall are like the original, just, you know, city universities that always had the athletes on, you know, on either squad. Just the nostalgia element of that.
Oh my gosh,
the older generation Louisville fan is, they're here for it.
That's what I say. I mean, there is, I mean,
golly.
I couldn't be much more excited.
You people better do your donations, man.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, think about that. I mean, think about if you're looking at season tickets, I mean,
you better get,
you're going to get Duke in the Yum Center.
Oh my God.
You're going to get UNC in the Yum Center.
Oh my God.
Kentucky.
Oh my God!
Possible matchup with Minnesota. Like, I mean, those games alone, right there. You're like, Virginia.
That's a season worth.
Golly, man.
That's, I mean, Yum's making their money this year.
Robbie Valentine's like.
Hercules.
My little Hercules. Yeah, no wonder Robbie Valentine's on here like, hey, Chris Mack, my dude.
Look, I knew when Robbie called me something was obviously. No, I call Robbie.
But you
get the point. It would have made for a funnier joke.
It makes Robbie's job much easier. I mean, it's exciting, man. Now, but going back to that, let's go back to that for a second, though. I do want to revisit that. I do think the Richard Pitino element, if that goes down, will be one of those nights where you're going to go, I want to be in there. Like, I want to be in the Yum Center. I want to feel the vibe. I want to feel the tension. I want to feel just, how is this going to go? And Richard Pitino will be ultra classy.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to say it like it's all this tension and all these possibilities, and our brains are going to explore all this, you know, all this crazy stuff. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to come in. Everybody's going to give him a nice little ovation.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, Richard will be super classy. But there's always the combustible element of what if.
Right.
What if something?
Right.
What if he gets a tee and gets thrown out? You know, what if something, you know, just like there's the what if. I kind of like the pressure that will be on Coach Mack.
Yeah.
Because I think that there will be a little bit of the element of the fan base that we're all kind of be like, yeah, this is fun.
But don't lose.
You better not lose. You know, like
we're going to give him an ovation because we're assuming you're going to stomp.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're going to lose some games this year. This better not be one of them. And I like that. I tell Coach Mack that to his face. Like,
No, that was Freudian. You said, I'll tell Chris that.
Yeah.
That was one where you said, listen, you're Coach Mac.
Yeah.
Until I got to address some other stuff.
Yeah, right now you're Chris.
Right?
Don't mess this up.
Hey, Chris, man. I'm telling you, man, these people, they're not going to let you lose that game. Like Steve. not Mr. Rummage. Not Mr. Mac. Not, you know, we need to talk. No, over here.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Look, we'll have our professional relationship and I'll be 100% respectful and I'll build you up to be the iconic coach.
I know.
But over here in this corner,
yeah.
Dude,
mm-hmm.
You can't lose this game. This can't happen. You
should see the look I'll be giving Bobby Petrino if we're down 3 or 4 touchdowns in the second half to Alabama. You're out here trying to embarrass me on TV?
Just tapping your watch a little bit, like, yeah, time we gotta get back home.
Did you hear what I did? Did you hear that show?
Don't you know I'm crazy?
Yo, I went to our road for you, man. I praise you 24/7. This is how you do me. Are we just gonna overlook the fact that Kentucky football had a player that literally went so crazy in the NFL that he literally blamed God for dropping a pass? Or are we just gonna always just let that go? Like, people forget that so easy. Stevie Johnson blamed God.
Just didn't want it to happen. Not the sports.
I mean, I did everything right. It's had to be you.
In all fairness, I would do the same.
I was there. I had my hands out. The ball was coming.
I kept my fundamentals.
You screwed this up.
Stevie Johnson was cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was good.
I was going to say.
He's
like,
good. I liked him.
I'm okay with him.
Yeah.
With him.
I mean, I don't like him. He was a good player, though. Better when he got to the league.
He got better in the league.
Yeah, he got better in the league.
He was a fantasy that's football not,
and as much as I like the, as much as I like the knock Kentucky, that's not even so much the knock at Kentucky football. He's just one of those players that I think he got a lot better in the league. I think he slimmed up a little bit, got, yeah, but he blamed God. That'd be me.
Yeah, easily.
I bet, God, I've done everything right here recently. This
I've
is just,
tried to.
You're just enjoying this. This is all you.
No, and you remember I said this morning, I was like, or I don't know if it's morning or last night, I was like, this Donovan, Terry Rozier,
mm-hmm.
you know, scheduling we're getting, Chris Mack situation, this is our reward.
Yeah.
Right? This is our reward for our endurance. Our trust, our belief in the system, our sticking with our players in university. I think we're being rewarded, Steve. We were rewarded with a great president.
Yeah.
We're rewarded by being on the right path now.
Yep.
Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150-939 is the number on 939 DeVille.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150-939 is the number, people. I just wanted to say thank you to the sports gods for allowing this to be so much fun. Allowing this transition to make me believe in the system yet again. Because there were times, Steve, where I doubted the system.
Yeah, there were times I doubted everything. Myself, just everything in general.
Everything, right?
Yeah.
You remember yesterday I said, listen, we have a president now.
Yep.
Right?
We do.
I mean, we have our players going. We have our recruits getting ready to roll. I mean, everything you need to really propel yourself into the next 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Is in place.
Yes. It's a good time.
We also, the partners of the show, which make the show work.
Yep.
The Globe Autos, the Windows Plus, the Escorns Collision Center, all people we're very, very thankful for.
Caliber Home Loans, they've been really working. I'm in the process of doing a lot of that. I don't understand any of it, and Becky and Jill have made it beyond easy.
Right.
And I truthfully mean that. Yeah.
So, you know, when we're all in thank you moments, we always like to do the thank you moment before we move forward to the, you know, to the example of why we're so happy and why we're so pumped and why we're, you know, so positive moving forward. Yesterday, Mark Ennis had on new president Neely Bindaputi. Actually had the president on. People, this is not radio speak. This is not pro Louisville talk. This is not narrative building. You listen very closely. Like, listen, I know this is not the heavy sports, you know, stuff you're into. You listen right now to the new president. You listen. Mark Ennis did a great job asking all the questions you want to know, the real questions that you want to know and how it's going to affect you moving forward. You listen to it and you thank me later, because our president is ready to go.
Joining us now is the president. I don't have to say interim anything.
Yeah.
President of the University of Louisville here on her first official day on the job. Neely Bindaputty, welcome on to the Drive on 93.9 The Ville. Mark Innes, nice
it's
to meet
you. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mark.
Thank you so much
for inviting me.
Right, how's your first day on the job?
It's been phenomenal. It's exactly what I would want. I got some time with some students, some faculty, some staff, so it's all good.
Very good. Well, welcome to your first baseball game. Have you been practicing
your
opening pitch?
You know, I wonder whether to give away the secret now or whether you should wait for a little bit. So I will confess, today, unfortunately, I have a relief pitcher.
Oh,
because we'll keep the identity secret. How about that?
Fair enough.
And it's one of those things, Mark, where I was really looking forward to it. But let's just say that during the move, there was a tussle between me and a box I was trying to unload, and the box won. So I actually have an appointment to see somebody.
Well, listen, I just moved in January. I know exactly
I'm
what you're saying.
About to start the process.
Yes.
Has it felt like kind of an eternity from the press conference where you get introduced to now waiting out to officially being finally on the job? It feels like forever ago.
It's a very strange thing. It feels like it was yesterday, and it feels like it was forever, in the sense of I was so excited about it. So you're like a kid that's like, when do I begin? But on the other hand, there was so much to do with wrapping up there as well as getting prepared for here.
In the process of applying for the job, and that's like, when did you decide, like, hey, I want to go for that. That looks like a challenge I want to take on. Like, how did that sort of come about to you personally?
I had actually been following what was going on. As some of you know, I really focus on customer experience and value and great brands. And from the beginning, when I saw this, I genuinely saw this as an incredible institution that had gone through a very rough patch. I'm not trying to minimize it in any way, but what really impressed me was the resilience of the people here. And I've told some folks that there's a young man that I happened to get to know over the last couple of years who's a UofL grad, and the way he talked about it, he actually rooms with my nephew in Kansas City. They're both doing Teach for America. But anyway, it was interesting. Whenever I talk to different students, graduates, the love they have for the university, the faculty and staff, the fact that they all were still here and wanting so much, you know, that actually meant a lot to me. So fairly early on, I didn't interview at places I wasn't really interested in. And the other thing, quite candidly, is the location. I wish all of my friends all over the world would come and see Louisville, because in addition to the incredible university, I think our location gives us a huge advantage. So I would say the first round, I was like, okay, let's see how it goes, what they're about, but didn't take long to sell me on this place.
I was just wondering what you're most excited about. I know we've had a ton of callers call in and talk about how excited they are to have you here.
Really?
What are you most excited about?
I'm most excited about getting all of us together as one team. And whatever has happened, now what we need to do is to say, we are truly here because of the future of this community, not just Louisville or the Commonwealth, but the world depends on what we're doing to educate our young people. So if I can get everybody refocused on that, who we are as a university, why we exist, and really pull together as one team, that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Fantastic. What about your Derby experience? Did you get to have
I did not fun? Come to this Derby because I couldn't manage the schedules in time, but I understand as much fun as it was the wettest Derby.
It turned out to be the wettest one on record, 14 straight hours of rain. So you picked a good year to skip.
Exactly. And next year is guaranteed sunshine, right?
Exactly
she said
right.
It. Exactly right. We are talking with Louisville's permanent president, Neely Bindaputty, here on the Drive on 93.9 The Ville. All right. Presidents come into office. They have their first 100 days or that sort of thing. Do you have some idea of things like these are the first things, priorities for me that I've got to get done?
Well, today is day one, so I've been trying to learn a lot, listen a lot, instead of coming in and saying arrogantly, I've got it all figured out. But I can tell you something. I can preview this, which is that if you look at my playbook of what we need to get done, it's back to basics. It's really back to basics. The number one thing is for us to make sure we're a great place to learn. That is why we exist. Students are the reason we're here. And then to make it a great place to learn for our students, what I want to do is make sure our faculty and staff see it as a great place to work. people might wonder, what's the connection? Well, if it's a physical product like this bottled water or this phone, whether the person who puts it together last was in a good mood or a bad mood, whether they really wanted to do it or not, you and I wouldn't know.
Right.
But education is an intensely personal, it's a service experience. Students can always tell if the faculty member, if the staff member truly cares about them. So to make it a great place to learn for our students and for all of us, actually, we need to make it a great place for our faculty and staff to work. But to do that takes resources. I can't just say, oh, you'll do a great job without giving them the resources they need. That means I need to make sure everybody sees the University of Louisville as a phenomenal place to invest. And why do people invest? If you think of legislators, if you think about the community, donors, alumni, they only give back because they say that university is a great place to learn. So I'm moving my arms around here like a professor does, but really it's either a virtuous cycle or a vicious cycle. Great place to learn requires a great place to work. A great place to work requires to invest. Investment only comes when people either remember that they had a great educational experience or they say this community needs great students. So anything that I roll out will be with these three ideas. So specifics for you to see are, what does it mean to be a great place to learn, work, invest? Finally, this is true wherever we go in the world, but especially here and now, I want to make sure that we at the University of Louisville really embrace the vibrancy that diversity brings to our community here and say it's diversity of thought, diversity of perspective, free flow of ideas. So those would be the priorities I'd be working towards.
Well, this is a sports station. We're at a baseball game. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you. You were at a place that's crazy about basketball before.
Uh-huh.
Just for listeners who are maybe skeptical or curious, your thoughts on like the role of athletics in the university experience.
Sure. I'm actually, my husband and I are pretty big sports fans, and we enjoy it a great deal. A colleague of mine says athletics is like the front porch to your house, right? Everybody can connect with the university. It's all in proportion. We need to make sure that we are an athletic, athletics do great, because that is a great rallying cry, great point of pride, but never at the expense of why we exist, which is our academic mission. I'll also tell you that I'm not just saying these. I believe so strongly in the power of sport that at the university I was at before, we started a whole series around the power of sports, and we called it Race, Sports, and Society, at a time to tackle some of those issues. So I think that sports has an incredible power to unite, to rally, and we are diehard fans, so you'll see us at many, many games. But again, it's all about our mission, our values, what we exist to do. So I am not as crazy a fan as my husband is, because honestly, we'll go to basketball games. He's already followed everybody here. We'll go home. We just finished watching a game. He's standing there, has no clue I'm talking about him. That's good. Let's keep it that way. And we'd come home, and then we would have had it all recorded. He watches the whole thing again.
My kind of guy.
Yeah, sounds like me.
That's us.
I just cannot do that. That's just, I am like, we just watched it. He's like, well, I want to see that call again. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
me.
Like and it. We love football. Remember Ohio State, KU, all of these are universities that have different sports and what they do. But Louisville, we have everything. Right. I think that's the best of all possible worlds.
Have you had a chance to talk or have meet at all with Vince Tyree since taking the
job?
I
have not, because he's at the ACC meetings and I just got here today. But we've had a chance to talk on the phone. I'm very excited about working with him. And we have our meeting coming up shortly, later this week.
Well, thank you for making time for us, President Neely Bindapudi. Good
much.
Luck. And today and on the job.
I am going to give you an A+ on how easily you said Neely Bindapudi. But for everybody,
we've been practicing.
But for everybody, Neely is just fine.
Okay,
thank you so
good.
Much. I am so honored. And
thank
go Cards.
Much. Appreciate yes, it. There you go.
Thank
that
you
is
very
your
much.
President.
Thank you.
Neely Bindapudi joining us here on the Drive on 93. Yeah, you're all good. Thank you very much. That was wonderful. Appreciate it.